into hour number four. Jack Posobiec just got done doing multiple interviews and three shows. He's taking a luscious six-minute breather till we join stages of six after, and then he will be joining us to talk about, oh my gosh, the deep state is pulling its hair out, horrified senators saying, oh my gosh, you know, there was a stand down. They lied to Congress, the DHS. They're trying to cover up for the Justice Department. They're just as involved or more. What does that really mean? He's got major investigations going. I've got a bunch of other contacts doing similar things. They're working together. This is huge. It rattles them to their core, gets them off balance to not try to kill Trump again. We're doing something. And then we'll get into the World War III developments with him and Ukraine and the announcements they're going to start heavy bombardments. Are they considering it? They say they probably are, with U.S. and British-made NATO weapons, which Putin says is an act of war. It's all coming up in the first 45 minutes of this hour. Then Jack's got to go, and so do I, to a meeting that's about 15 minutes away. So I'm going to run out of here and go to that meeting at 3 and come back and work some more after that at about 4:30. So we're going to air first look, because the interview doesn't drop for everybody until tomorrow on Saturday. Glenn Beck did an hour and a half interview with me yesterday in Dallas. It was powerful. I thought it was informative. We covered the waterfront. We have a 14-minute compilation we're going to play for the last 14 minutes of this hour after Jack Posobiec. So a first look on that. They're really scared of this broadcast. I got attacked that I know of by Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates on ABC News last night. We already played some of that. And on Extra and on one other big channel. I love that. That means they're really scared. I've got Reuters, AP, Bloomberg, all calling me with the same story. We hear you're causing violence. We hear your supporters are violent. Want to give us a comment? I'm not even going to tell them piss up a rope or go fly a kite or jump in the lake. I'm not even responding to it. I'm over the target. That's why I'm getting flack. But I'm going to say this because I've plugged for about 3 minutes in the last 3 hours today. And you listen to regular talk radio, they plug every segment. Just to stay, because, you know, this economy where we're at. I understand that. I'm going to say it again, and I want this to sink in. This show is over the target. We're up there with the three or four most informative groups out there. I mean, quite frankly, we've been doing it longer than anybody, but I'm not in a competition. The point is, we have worth. You have worth. The guests have worth. This family, this organization. And when I tell you that I need support now more than in my 30 years, they've driven me to the wall. We're barely hanging on. InfoWars will know by the 24th of October when it goes up for sale whether we get a buy. We have buyers, but whether they're going to outbid us and shut it down. That means we've got to be working with outside groups that are ready to set up new systems and do this and get the crew in there. And because I can't own stuff with these giant judgments going forward. That's fine. I'll work with somebody else as long as they control my speech. We have a lot of folks quartering us. A lot of people want me to go here or there. I want to try to stay here. It's where my family is. I want to keep the crew. So I need sponsors that are already fired up and doing well that are going to back us. Well, my dad's great. That's drjonesnaturals.com. Go there. Spend money. They're great products. I need you to go there. This is an action item. This isn't like entertainment. This isn't a video game. I know most of you know that. But this is, we're really doing this. Like, this is really war with the New World Order. This isn't all the other BS. I need you to go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars. I need you to go to the alexjonesstore.com. I don't own that. That's not mine. They're top Trump supporter people, J6er patriots, badass Arkansas, Bentonville, knife companies, veterans, factories, freaking, you know. We got badass, super top new breaking supplements coming in the next 2 weeks there. We got 30 plus badass amazing t-shirts designs, ball caps, everything at the alexjonesstore.com. And I think InfoWars is going to survive, so it's got to be capitalized and has money as well. And everything is in stock at InfoWars that we advertise. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Nitric Boost and get the CBD oil and get the InfoWars MD products. Those are the three places to hit. Go there if you're with us. Now's the time to get off the bench, folks. We're going to win this, but you got to get in the game.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
That chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
That happened 2 months ago today in Butler, Pennsylvania, and I told you the day it happened. It's a cover-up, it's a stand-down, and I told you 2 days after they're going to blame Iran, and they did. And now they're saying Iran's going to kill Trump. They're getting their cover story ready. It's insane. Well, Jack Posobiec, former Naval Intelligence, great journalist. I've been interviewing him for over 8 years. And he's one of the hardest working guys out there. So prolific, hosting multiple shows to millions a day. Sometimes 10, 20 million a day tune in. He is really kicking ass. And that's great because it's more patriots on the front line and more of us that have huge audiences. It's not as lonely as it used to be. Now we got Elon on our side, and Trump's hitting on all cylinders. So I was talking to Jack during the break, and I said, what do you want to hit first, the World War III total escalation and the announcements that they're getting set to announce? That the White House says they're going to probably make the announcement as early as this weekend to start bombing Russia with high-tech precision munition cruise missiles, where the components are made in America, assembled with the explosives in England, shipped into Poland, and then the attacking starts. Or do you want to get into the huge Democrats leaving the sinking ship, Blumenthal, Murray, and others saying, oh, my God, they're lying to Congress, the DHS, Secret Service, Mayorkas. It's terrible. It's going to shock the American people. Total stand down. They're getting ahead of it. He goes, well, is it the same thing? And I said, exactly. The October surprise, total war, the war party, Kamala, all of this. So we'll give you 35,000-foot view first. Then we'll drill into it and tie it all together with 52 days out. You're not going to get better analysis than with myself and Jack Posobiec. So, Jack, thanks for being here. Let's plunge into it right now. People can find you at Jack Posobiec on X, also humanevents.com. And you've been co-hosting The War Room while political prisoner and great patriot Steve Bannon is in prison. So, Jack Posobiec, thank you.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for having me on. You know, I actually spoke with Steve Bannon earlier this morning. He's someone we've been talking to, and we do have access through email to be able to get in contact with him, limited access. And the main thing he's been asking me about is making sure, number one, that people understand the stakes of this election, how high the stakes go, how dangerous of a situation that we're in, and the fact that people need to be activated. He always asks me that 3 times a day. Are people getting activated? Who's getting active? Where are they getting active? Are they getting active where it matters? Are they in the swing states? Can they reach the swing states? One of the things that we also see here, you asked me this question during the break, right? World War III, the escalation in Ukraine, the escalation against Russia, the collective West against the rise of the BRICS nations. And I've said it's very clear that all of these things are connected with President Trump and indelibly connected with the shot that missed on J-13 only two months ago today. The fact of the matter is, look, they're terrified of discussing it. That is why David Muir, the only time that Donald Trump brought up during the debate that an assassin's bullet nearly blew his head off in front of the global audience, that David Muir cuts him off and says, oh, I'm sorry, sir, we have other things to get to. No, I think that's one of the most important things to get to. And by the way, the fact that 9 days later, those 9 days in July, that Joe Biden was pulled out of office in a palace coup. If you're one of those 67 million people, not one of the members of this audience or the members of my audience, if you're listening to this, if you're listening to me, if you're listening to War Room, you're one of the 1% of the 1% in terms of high information voters. But if you're one of the people that's low information out there, you're not tuned into politics on a regular basis, you might be scratching scratching your head wondering, where's the guy who was on stage at the last debate? How come he's not around anymore? Why isn't Joe Biden president anymore? Well, I'll tell you why. To understand the system under which we live, then you will understand why they pulled Joe Biden. Because they pulled him because the war party had to line up behind Kamala Harris after the shot missed. They've all lined up behind her now, and it's almost, I was kind of joking on X the other day, as I'm wont to do, that it seems as though the CIA has given her a contractual obligation that she has to bring up John McCain and Dick Cheney in every single speech now, and she's been doing it multiple times, as if it's some kind of signal to the globalists.
Oh, that's no
that
joke.
You're on
she's
your
saying,
side now.
She's saying you own me.
She's saying, you own me. I'm on your side now. That's the signal to the rest of the globalists. This is my side. Look, Lee and Panetta, I was there at the DNC. You had Panetta up there. You had other military officials up there. You had Tim Walz, this guy, this fake soldier that gets up there. And suddenly all these questions are made and all these claims. And essentially, Alex, it's also the way she speaks. If you notice, Kamala Harris, when she ran in 2019, it was the woke agenda. It was BLM. It was, we're going to do equity. We're going to do all of these things, defund the police. That was the Kamala Harris of 2019. That candidate is completely gone now. And when they say she's changed her positions, I think she has, but not in the way that she would have us believe. The way that she's changed is now she is bought and sold by the war party. And she has been completely replaced with neoconservative, neoliberal, Hillary Clinton, Nikki Haley rhetoric to say America's role is to stand for democracy and spread democracy around the world. Really? Spread democracy around the world? I've heard that one before. We have to stand with our allies like Ukraine, which is strange because I didn't remember Ukraine being a member of NATO. They're actually not a member of NATO. That's what this entire thing is about. And it's the fact that Kamala Harris went there, and she admits this, that she went to the Munich conference, and then 3 days later, Vladimir Putin got involved because she said Vladimir Putin invaded because she said at the Munich conference that we will not stop until Ukraine is in NATO. She's the one who said that, and that was the final signal to the Russians that they were not going to listen, so NATO is going to move their borders forward. And then they decided to come in because that was essentially the signal given that we will not listen to your negotiations. We're not interested in diplomacy. We're only interested in global hegemony. And Alex, that's really a huge part of this election that a lot of people have missed. Because take all of the social issues and all the nonsense that they wanted to bring in the debate out of it. All right. This is an election about what will the status of the United States in the global geopolitical scheme of things be. Are we going to continue to be controlled by the DC, London, Atlanticist globalist axis with Brussels and Klaus Schwab involved on the Great Reset side? Are we going to force at the point of a bayonet or these long range precision munitions? By the way, Alex, there's one piece of that puzzle that I would also add to what you said. It's not just that they're manufactured in the United States and the parts and then put together in England and then launched from Poland. It's that the targeting information comes from U.S. intelligence.
Satellites.
It's that the targeting information will come from the U.S. intelligence community if precision strikes are made on Russian soil. They're going to hand it to the Ukrainians or the Polish, and they're going to have those in the Polish-controlled government that you and I have been talking about for all year, and they're going to say, okay, we won't press the button. We're just going to get our proxies to press the button. Therefore, it's not us. We're going to give you the gun. We're going to point it in the direction for you, but you pull the trigger, and therefore our hands are off of that. And do we really expect Vladimir Putin and Sergei Lavrov to not understand all of that? No. So the idea being is this is the G7 globalist axis. Are they going to try to force the world to acquiesce, to submit at the point of coercion to the G7 and the collective West? Or are we going to go down the road of Donald Trump, America first, and say we need to go back to a system of nation states where nation states can have disagreements, but we can also have relationships and we can have diplomacy? President Trump was just in Los Angeles a couple of minutes ago talking about he'd love to sit down with Kim Jong-un again. He said, I want to sit down with him. I want to talk to him face to face. I think we can de-escalate these things. But Alex, there are billions and billions of dollars on the line to prevent world leaders from talking to each other, because they exacerbate these conflicts, because this is how these organizations stay in power.
So
don't tell me that that's not connected to trying to blame a Trump assassination attempt on Iran, because that's the exact target that you would choose, the same way that they chose Russia with JFK all the way back in Dealey Plaza in 1963.
I totally agree. And you really, at the geopolitical level, and particularly in Eastern Europe, know more than I do, even on this, one of the best analysts we've had on, predicting. You said about 8 months before they installed the former deputy head of the EU that they would be trying to install him. He'd open the borders up to illegals. He would turn Poland into an armed camp to help, you know, invade Russia proper. You said that when they reshuffled the deck 8 months ago, that they would soon be incurring into Russia. They then invaded, what, 5-6 weeks ago. So let's snapshot where that war is right now. And then when we hear from the White House and Zelensky that they're set this weekend to authorize this ultimate, you know, escalation before nuclear war, then Putin responding yesterday saying, we see that as an act of war. We're directly at war with NATO. That will be a declaration of war, and we will follow our threat strategy position, which means they will then start bare minimum striking NATO targets, staging areas. They've said probably Poland in previous statements to hit the caches. Then that draws NATO directly in, but NATO's already struck Russia. For most of the war games I've seen, it'll go right to tactical nuclear weapons very quickly. And then in most scenarios, within hours or even minutes, we are in total commitment thermonuclear war. Even mainline analysts, the Atomic Scientists Association, are saying that. This is pure madness. There's not even ways for me to describe this. All the analysts say this is the most dangerous point in the nuclear age we've ever been. I can't believe we're even on air talking about it, getting this far. Talk about the current situation with that and why they're quadrupling down with this type of madness.
Look, Alex, and who is going to be at the White House today is Keir Starmer. So Keir Starmer is going to be, for the current UK Prime Minister, of arch globalist, is going to be sitting down there with Joe Biden, the resident in office. He's certainly not the president. And he's going to be going down there solidifying this deal. Remember, it was the same British that got involved to block the diplomacy all at the time. And what did Zelensky say, by the way? He was at one of these meetings in a European capital, and he said, well, we have to wait for permission from the British. Permission from the British to use these strikes. What do you mean permission from the British? Aren't you Ukraine? I thought the British were saying that you were the one.
And by the way, Putin has said Britain is in charge of this. Putin said a bunch that Britain's in charge. Why is there this ancient British-Russian thing going on?
Well, Alex, it goes back to the Great Game. It goes back to World War One and this idea that the British and the Russians are competing for primacy over Europe and competing over the continent. But really, one of the things that you also see, if he goes back to the original commander of NATO, Lord Ismay, the first NATO commander, who was asked at one point, what is the purpose of NATO? And he said, it's very simple. The purpose of NATO is control of Europe, and control of Europe like this. Our goal is to keep the Americans in, the Russians out, and the Germans down. And if you look at the moves that NATO has made, and you look at the moves that the EU has made since then, it's very clear. Certainly the destruction of Nord Stream 2 meets every single one of those requisite prerequisites. Nord Stream 2 hurt the Russians. It prevented the Russians from having their economic alliance with Germany. It hurt the German economy by keeping them subservient. The German economy also is now seeing themselves blow up and detonate their own nuclear power plant, so they can't get the cheap oil and gas from the Russians. And they also won't get the cheap energy from nuclear power, because they're listening to Greta Thunberg and going down this road of green energy. And they're totally controlled. They're totally bought and sold. And then who maintains power then, who maintains legitimacy, is the British, who wouldn't otherwise have any influence over the continent. And so there's also this longstanding idea in British politics that they will never allow the rise of a strong continental power on Europe. It's a longstanding adage that a lot of British geopolitical figures have held going back to World War One. Again, like I said, the Great Game. And so this has always been their biggest threat. They view Germany and the rise of Germany as a huge threat, and they've also viewed the potential rise of Russia as a major threat to them on the continent. They always want to maintain primacy, and they are able to do so through working, and this is the Atlanticist Alliance that I was talking about, the London DC access, because they know they can't without on their own anymore because they lost the empire after World War II. So what do? They use the United States. And in many ways, the United States foreign policy today currently is reflective of that of the British Empire. However, you won't hear it described in such terms. You'll hear it described in such terms as spreading democracy, keeping sea lanes open, maintaining work with our allies. But if you look at the actual conflagration, the constellation of NATO bases around the world, U.S. bases around the world, and you will see that it actually does, by and large, line up with where the British Empire used to be. And in fact, I've even heard it considered that when historians write about this period hundreds of years from now, we might actually refer to it as the Anglo-American Empire.
And that's what Putin addresses them in the ancient tongue from the ancient Vikings. And then, of course, William the Conqueror that conquered England. And so they really go back that far between those two warring groups. Now, expanding and shifting into technicals, why are they now announcing and trying to sell that they're going to go to full war with Russia, public World War III, basically you could say is being initiated? Is that a bluff? Do you think they'll actually do it? What is behind that?
Well, I don't think it's a bluff at all, Alex. And in fact, I think it's actually a warning in many cases to say we are willing to blow up the world in order to stay in power. Because they understand if Donald Trump takes office again, and he looks like he's very close to being able to do so, they understand that they are a cornered regime. They are a cornered wild animal. As Steve Bannon likes to say, this is the primal scream of a dying regime. It is this globalist regime that is dying. They are withering on the vine right now, and they're lashing out in every direction because they see Donald Trump and Trump supporters and Russia and Viktor Orban and all of these various things as threats to them. And so because they see them as threats to them, they don't view a foreign threat or a domestic threat as separately. They view it equally as a threat to their regime. By the way, that's what they're referring to whenever they say our democracy. They really mean our regime. So our democracy is at stake. That means our regime is at stake. Our democracy is being threatened. Our regime is being threatened. You just replace that with the one word and it totally
So what can we do to stop it? Because look, obviously Trump threatens their global corrupt empire that's destroying us, everybody else. They intend to stop him from doing that. So what can we do in the next 52 days or when he's president-elect? You know they're going to pull out all the stops then. So we're really dealing with 52 days and 76 days. We can put that number up so we have the exact number, 130-something days. I mean, this is, you could cut the suspense with a knife, and I see even the average conservative or patriot is still like, oh, okay, Alex, we're glad you're there. We're glad Jack's there. We're glad. No, I mean, this is the biggest moment in human history. Even the globalists admit it. The whole future is being destined right now. They're willing to have thermal nuclear war to stay in power.
They absolutely are. And that's why people, by the way, if you've got contacts in the military, if you know anyone who's deployed over there, then please, and you hear about this information, you hear about operations going on, just leak it to us. Get the information out there, because if we can call the shot, if we can show people that this is what they're willing to do, that they're willing to push for World War III, that they're willing to conduct assassinations, that they're willing to pull security for President Trump at a field in Butler in order to get their way, in order to see this behind, then they would certainly be willing to do this. You have to expose it. And at the same time, you have to hold the line. Don't get drawn in. Don't get sucked into whatever the controversy of the day is. And they're saying, trying to get Donald Trump to say, oh, do you announce this person? Do you announce this person? They're playing that game again. And he's looking around saying, I'm actually fighting for the American people. I'm not going to play these little gotcha games. This is serious business. And we have serious partners and serious adversaries in the world, potentially ones that we could turn into diplomatic, at least partners in some way, or at least a tete-a-tete with people like Kim Jong-un, with people like China, with people like Russia, or at least not blowing up the world over deciding who's going to be in charge. There are simple ways that we can do this. And you heard that. You heard that on the stage, Alex. You heard that at the debate when President Trump talked about war. He talked about the human cost. He talked about the people of Ukraine who had lost their lives. He talked about the people of Russia who lost their lives.
I love what he said in the debate.
That war.
I love what he said. I mean, at the debate, they said, are you for the Ukraine war? Are you back Ukraine? He said, I want the war to stop. I want the dying to stop. I want to stop World War III. Exactly.
Right. He wants to stop World War III. And you've got another candidate up there. Now, she'll never admit it, right? But when you hear a neoconservative, they never say they want more war. But what do they say? They say things like, we have to stand up for our values. What does that mean, stand up for our values? We have to stand up for democracy. We have to enforce our alliances and all of this rhetoric. I mean, Kamala Harris sounded exactly like Nikki Haley up on that stage. I don't know what else could be done. And so if you're someone out there who says, oh, you know, I don't like the tweets of Donald Trump, and I don't like his hair, and I don't like his skin is too orange for me, or something like this. Okay, all right, fine. Do you like nuclear war? Do you like nuclear annihilation? Do you like seeing your children's incinerated skeletons in front of you in a nuclear holocaust? Well, if you don't like that, then maybe you should actually pay attention to the fact that you got the British meeting in the U.S. to right now in the U.S. Capitol. You got long-range weapons that are sitting right there, and you've got the Russian state telling you directly that if these things are done, then we will move to the next phase. Because Lavrov has said it, Putin has said it, that we do not have any interest in a world without Russia in it. They will pull that button, and there's no question they will do so. They attempted to show Zelensky this all the way back in February of 22. They were going to have a peace deal back in March, but who was it? It was the West. It was the British powers who decided to blow up that peace deal and continue on and on and on. And this is why, by the way, there were secret negotiations going on just a couple of months ago. Erdogan was talking about this. He's come out and said it, that they were talking about another peace deal that would have been done before the election, prior to the election, before the invasion of Kursk. And then the invasion of Kursk takes place, and the Russians throw their hands up, say, wait a minute, you guys were just using those diplomatic moves to try to put us on a stalling, and then you invade us anyway. So you'd think, by the way, Alex, you'd think a normal person, a normal regime, a normal government would want a diplomatic effort prior to an election. You want to say we bring peace. We have peace between Russia and Ukraine. We have peace between Israel and Gaza. But this isn't that type of regime, Alex. This isn't. They want submission. They want domination. They want conquest. We've seen how many people they've been willing to kill. We've seen how many piles of bodies and skulls they've been willing to pile up in order to see their interests go in. And this is Kamala Harris, that she is now in the tradition of Hillary Clinton and Madeleine Albright. And the way she's signaling it to all the other members of this elite class is by saying Dick Cheney's name over and over and over, to say, I'm on the Dick Cheney team now. I'm on the neocon team now. This is my team. Go with me. We are the party of war. We want nuclear annihilation. We are going to hold the world hostage with nuclear weapons pointed to the heads of every capital. Alex, that's what she stands for. So if you stand for peace, if you actually want to have peace in our world, and we can talk about everything else after the election, then that is You have to understand the stakes in 2024.
We've got to stop the death cult. Now, we're 1 minute out from break. You've got to go 10 minutes after the break. So do I. I want you to come back and shift gears. I know you can't give it all away. I've talked to other sources that are on this as well. A lot of great people on Butler. Why is the Democratic Party going, oh my gosh, there's a cover up and it's going to shock you. And if there was a stand down, why are it's Blumenthal and Murray? We know we're up to the highest levels of the Senate of managing these operations. Why are they now trying to say DHS, which is Mayorkas, away, looks like trying to protect the Justice Department, because they know these whistleblowers, they know these investigations are about to come out. And I know people are finalizing these. I know you've got reports and things, and I'll leave it at that. But tell us as much as you can. I know in Butler, with myself and Tucker Carlson, not this Monday, but next Monday on the 23rd, you'll be breaking a lot of that down as well. People want to be to that. It's going to be historic. I'm going to be up there with Tucker and with Jack Posobiec. TuckerCarlson.com. It's going to sell out. I talked to them this morning. They said it's exploded. They even expanded it, how many seats they have. You need to get it right now, TuckerCarlson.com. We'll fight this thing together.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. As their programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer.
What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with the circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, a good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People have really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies, because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do, and that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to KEPM.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. KEPM.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the book's coming out. He's in Pennsylvania. He's from Pennsylvania. He's dialed in with all the great folks I'm working with and I'm talking to that are really getting the whistleblowers, the key intel, the investigators, all of it. That's what's got the Democrats so scared, and that's why they're coming out. I already played the clip earlier, but Senator Blumenthal and others saying it's going to shock you, a cover-up by the DHS, a stand-down. We'll put his book back on screen. It's coming out soon, I hope before World War III, I hope in time. Bulletproof, how a shot meant for Donald Trump took down Biden. So we've only got 6, 7, 8 minutes left with you. Give us the bulletproof briefing and the first look at what you're going to be releasing a lot of in Reading, Pennsylvania, 2 Mondays from now on the 23rd with myself and Tucker Carlson. And then the intel you've got, oh, you can't give it away. But man, I mean, it's kind of like the Death Star is coming around the planet, clear to fire at the moon. Just this, you could cut the suspense with a knife here.
Well, Alex, it's incredible. And yes, of course, we did announce this the other day with Tucker Carlson, and all credit to him for putting this together, bringing us home to, for myself, bringing you guys home to Reading, Pennsylvania. I grew up just about 20 minutes from there. And I really invite everyone to come and join us on September 23rd, that Monday, not just because it's going to be a good time and not just because it's a rally in a swing state prior to the election, but because what we're going to do is we're going to use this rally to present a briefing. And I'm going to be giving a preview of Bulletproof at the meeting there. It's going to be a strategy session. It's going to be an intelligence briefing on the fact is I've got a private investigative unit that we've contacted and is working for us currently on the ground in Western Pennsylvania right now that is doing the shoe leather work to find out what really happened on J13. We are tracking Thomas Matthew Crooks. We are tracking his associates. I'm just going to leave it at that. We are tracking other potential loose ends, all of the things that you've mentioned, all of the things that everyone has mentioned about why did this happen? Why did a member of the SWAT team leave the sniper's nest that was there conducting overwatch site over the AGR building? Why would you leave the sniper nest right as he comes across the building? Why did Chris Ray lie about shrapnel? Why did Chris Ray lie that Thomas Matthew Crooks was crawling up the building when we can see on video that he was jumping from building to building? Why did they lie about all of these things? And even why are they not talking about the IEDs that were found in his Hyundai Sonata, these IEDs that were not constructed alone, that he had help in building and potentially even help, I'll just say, in testing, and where it was that he did the testing of these. Again, this is information that's going to be released in Bulletproof, the book, which people can pick up. It's going to come out before the election. It is the first presidential assassination book of President Trump that has ever come out. It will also be the only one that's coming out prior to the election. We include our independent review, our independent investigation. Again, this was not conducted by me personally. This was a private investigative, licensed detectives, licensed PIs in the state of Pennsylvania that went and conducted this investigation. And what I can say, Alex, is that the investigation is ongoing. And so there's information that we've even compiled, that I should say that they've compiled, that they've shared with us, that we weren't even allowed to put into the book, or not able to put into the book yet, because if we did, it would compromise their sources and methods in the ongoing investigation. So what we're going to do is we're going to release as much as we can at that rally, at that briefing with me, you, and Tucker in Reading. Then there's going to be more that comes out in the book, as much as we can. And then when the investigators are done being in the field, we're going to put out our final edition so that people can see it there. Now, Blumenthal and Hawley, right? Blumenthal and Hawley are terrified of what's going to be in there. Well, I shouldn't say Hawley is terrified, but the deep state is terrified. That's why they sent out
Blumenthal and Murray. Blumenthal, yeah.
And so Blumenthal comes out, who is a Democrat, is left of the left. He is a far left liberal Democrat, no fan of Donald Trump. He is close allies with Chuck Schumer. So I think I would take everything that Blumenthal says with a grain of salt. If Blumenthal says, oh, it's going to shock you, oh, it's going to be appalling, I would tell you what he's going to put out is more than likely an example of a limited hangout. What is a limited hangout? A limited hangout is when an intelligence operation or a national security operation is exposed. And so certain information is then revealed to try to get the person that you are working with to agree to you, to agree with your story, to buy your story, essentially, and then move on without asking any other questions. So what we were able to do in the book, and this is actually kind of interesting, we took what we've identified as 12 independent security failures, 12 independent security failures from federal and state law enforcement, and we put them all into the book, and we actually got AI. We got GPT-4 Omni. And in GPT-4 Omni, we input all of the 12 independent security failures. Then we also included the fact that a crazed gunman with malicious intent also arrived that day. And we went to GPT-4 Omni, which is the latest iteration from OpenAI, and we said, what are the chances that something like this would happen by chance? What are the odds that something like this would happen just by chance? The response we got, Alex, GPT-4 Omni, 1 in 1 septillion that all of this would happen by chance. And it said, because of the extreme unlikelihood that all of these things could happen randomly at the same time, it is more than likely it did not happen by chance. That's not us. That's GPT-4 Omni returned that response to us. And we walk through all 12 in the book. And we also walk through, by the way, people have totally forgotten how the regime tried to censor this story. They tried to censor the images. They tried to censor Google. Wouldn't allow you to search for the story. If you would search for it, they would pull up, they would say JFK assassination, RFK assassination. They wouldn't give you the information on the Trump assassination. And so we put
they
all of
that
into the
They wouldn't even show the photo or videos of Trump being shot.
You went to go show the photos, you go in to show the videos, and they would pull up something else. Even for people who were, let's say if the algorithm is working the way they claim it does, if you had been searching for it, as many of us were in those first 2 weeks, or any information possible, then of course that would be in your tailored algorithm. But they took it out of the tailored algorithm and they lied about the fact that they did it manually. It was obviously manual. Mark Zuckerberg has come out and talked about how national security agencies are totally involved with social media. They go right directly to the source, put pressure on you and tell you how to conduct your searches, how you allow things to propagate and spread on social media to be disseminated. Elon Musk has stepped out of that on X. Mark Zuckerberg potentially is talking about stepping outside of that. He says he made a political mistake for 20 years. Well, Mark, I'll believe it when I see it. All right. You know, trust but verify, I suppose. But look, Facebook censored, Google censored, and we know they censored for a reason, Alex. They smear what they fear and they censor what they fear because one of the mainstream media's most powerful tools isn't necessarily bias, nor is it censorship. One of their most powerful tools is story selection. Which stories are allowed to be talked about and which are covered up.
So to be clear here, we had a major information operation that Google admitted a few weeks ago they ran for a month and a half, or still are. Can't see Trump being shot. Can't see pictures. You search it. You see RFK, JFK, Martin Luther King. I mean, that is a major coordinated operation that for 8 hours, Forbes, everybody said, oh, he just fell down. They were getting ready to say, I guess he fell down and his head blew up if the bullet would have hit him directly as a direct hit. And so you have the directed stand down. You have Ronald Rowe, the head of the Secret Service, who's actually running it, the deputy at the time, lying to Congress. We have it all, and we have them red-handed, and they are so concerned. In closing,
Alex, one more piece that we do get into the book. Let's not forget too that they tried to pin this on the Iranians. They tried to say, "Oh, this was all Iran-backed, and Iran has a plot, and Iran's going after Trump." And isn't it convenient that all of a sudden we hear about this Iranian assassination plot only hours after we see an assassin who doesn't appear to be Iranian in any way take a shot at Donald Trump? Alex, if that bullet had been 1 inch to the right, not only would we have seen a domestic, a real domestic crisis,
but a war with Iran.
Here, but we would have seen potentially the drums of war for Iran. And I guarantee you, this would be the way to get Trump supporters fully on board with war with Iran.
You're right.
The same way that you saw with Iraq, the same way you saw with Pearl Harbor, et cetera, et cetera. They use one of these attacks to then go and get support for the war that they already wanted to go for.
Absolutely. Jack Posobiec, incredible job. This is live. We'll archive it all to X, and y'all know everybody out there will boost it. This is the most critical intel. Thank you so much, and Godspeed. And when does Steve Bannon get out?
God bless. It's currently scheduled for the end of October, but his lawyers are trying to get that shortened.
Can't wait. Thank you so much. All right, extremely informative. Get that out to everybody, folks. We'll be posting it to X in the next hour. And band out video. All right, I've got a boil down of some of the best questions and moments, an hour and a half interview with Glenn Beck. We're going to end the hour with, then Owen Schroyer takes over. Please remember, I can't do this alone. We need your funding. We make it easy. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. 30-plus amazing designs. One of the top designers in the country designed stuff for the Trump companies, all of it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You want to keep us on air, want to support the broadcast, go there. These are incredible shirts. I'm asking you to take action. You'll meet like-minded friends. You'll spread the word with the shirts. It's a 360 win. TheAlexJonesStore.com. One word, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Sign up for free on the email. Put in your email. Get put in a raffle for a $138,000 super truck from Dodge. So amazing. Check out the video of the truck there. And when you buy T-shirts or ball caps or any of it, then you get put in 5 to 10 times, depending on the day. It varies every day for the raffle that is going until Halloween. It's all there. I need your support. Plus, these are great T-shirts. Take action. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go to our sponsors, DrJonesNaturals.com, all the great supplements, Nano Silver, Next Level Financial Energy, Kava Chill. Get all the great CBD gummies and CBD tincture for the lowest price for super quality at InfoWarsStore.com with the InfoWars MD brands. Look for those. InfoWarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you all for your support. Incredible job of the crew. Incredible job of the audience. I love you all. Here's the highlights to Glenn Beck. All of it's coming soon.
This has been controversial, even in my own building, to have him on. But I believe in free speech, even for people that I disagree with. If we lose the freedom to speak, there is no freedom. So today I welcome to the podcast a man I honestly never thought I would sit down with, Alex Jones. You are a hard guy to find anybody neutral about you. There's nobody neutral. You know, I was talking to my producers and they said, every source we find either loves him or absolutely hates him. Who are you? People think you're a villain or a hero. Talk to me about both of those labels. Who are you?
Have I had to quantify more like a Tasmanian devil?
So did you see yourself more as an Art Bell or a serious kind of journalist?
I didn't cover the UFO thing very much because I couldn't prove it.
Yeah.
And so I didn't really think of myself as a journalist. I thought, here's a UN report, because I'd go to the library all the time. Back then, you couldn't get them online. I'd go to the UT library, and the librarians loved it because I wanted stuff that was in the stacks. I'd say, I hear this is here. They'd go back, and they said, come back in a week. They'd give me all this stuff because they love that. And I would be on radio. That's why I started doing a website to make a documentary so I could actually show people. You know, like, oh, you don't believe there's UN signs at the parks. You don't believe there's a treaty signing it over as collateral, which they now admit. And a lot of countries sign their national parks over to Pfizer as collateral if the vaccine hurts people. I mean, Brazil was in a fight over that. I mean, and I was just exposing all this wild stuff. And to me, I was reading books written by Henry Kissinger, going and getting them and reading it on air like you do, but with a chalkboard and, you know, with all the graphics. And so I didn't even see it as like, I've got credentials. I'm like,
no, you're just somebody discovering it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like you wake up at 2 a.m. to the dog's barking and the neighbor's house is on fire. You're not a firefighter. You're not an arson specialist. You call 911 and you go knock on your door to make sure your neighbors are okay. There's fire shooting out. I didn't like, so I was more of an alarmist. I mean, I would say kind of a Paul Revere type. And I don't know exactly what's going on here. But look at this.
If you look at the WEF, people say, well, that is just, you know, those are just people going up to ski and they have no real power. We can now see the results of their work with, you know, the Great Reset and everything else. Those things are now implemented. So that con of they don't have any power is over. What are these people trying to do?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. I remember the New York Times in 2012. I'm in Chantilly, Virginia, covering Bilderberg. It's this big conference center, golf course, shut down. There's helicopters, there's Marines, there's Secret Service everywhere, guys talking in their submachine guns. We have it all on tape, put films out, and you were covering it some of the time, and Drudge was, and that was it. And they would have articles saying we were making it up until that point. And they had a New York Times article that Jones was basically having hallucination that he was in the woods in Virginia, that there was a global meeting of elites. So back then it didn't exist. Then because of you covering it, and I'm giving credit, you covered it and so did Drudge. All of a sudden they went, okay, it's there, but it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. They started then putting the list out of their agenda and the members, but not the guest. And so that's the political arm at the top of the pyramid. And you have the heads of the CFR, the heads of the Travel Commission, the head of the EU, the head of the UK. But I was there once, the King of Spain, because I stayed in the building after it was supposedly shut, and they threw me out. And they go, dun, 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 dun. And here comes the King of Spain walking in the front as I'm going out. I mean, just wild stuff. And I got footage of David Rockefeller, you know, Henry Kissinger, helicopters landing. Not just there. I covered it in Europe. I covered it in England. I covered it in Canada. I covered it in Istanbul, Turkey. I covered it in Chantilly twice. And the heads of all the other big global management corporate systems, the Trilateral Commission, CFR, they're all there. And if you look at the 100 members, it's the heads of all the major top 100 corporations, the heads of the boards. Mm-hmm. And then you learn most of them are going to Bohemian Grove.
I think we're experiencing a death cult now. I mean, I think it's Malthusian at its nicest. It's an absolute death cult that dealing with now. I mean, the love of blood, from abortion to gender mutilation to war, it's remarkable how this cult is just all about death.
They believe, from their own writings and statements, people that I know are into this occult organization, but in their public statements, that they are the alpha apex predator. And that just like if you're in a city that borders woods and you don't have any coyotes or wolves or mountain lions anymore, the deer overpopulate and they fall apart. They see it as they're the wolves doing us a favor, culling the sheep, and that it's their job through social Darwinism that, as you said, comes out of Malthus. And Malthus just said, starve the poor, give them diseases, crowd them all together. Societal collapse within 100 years. He was wrong. You're right. He was nice compared to them, who directly dumb you down and poison you and want to get rid of you. And when you actually study this deeper, they believe they're doing us a favor. But when you look at their affect and their own families and their behavior, they're really sinister, greedy, hateful people who pretend like they're filling this niche, this need of the social Darwinists. For people that don't know what that is, obviously the robber barons in the 1880s, 90s, and into the trust busting, had articles written and books written about, hey, it's good that we're enslaving and cheating and forcing other companies to shut down and monopolies, because that's just the way it is. Might makes right. And so now they've had to hide it because of, the kind of classical liberalism that was against that. They then became liberalism so they can wrap themselves in that when they truly are the death cult. And if you had to use anything close to it, it's a high-tech Nazi-type operation wrapped in a liberal package.
After 9/11, that's when people really, I think, start to know your name. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah. And good or ill, you are the original truther, aren't you?
Yes. I mean, look, I'd seen Operation Northwoods that was declassified about 2 years before 9/11. Mm-hmm. ABC News, U.S. government planned to hijack jets, bomb buildings, mass shootings as a pretext to invade Cuba and war with Soviet Union. And I knew that Kennedy killed the plan and fired L.L. Levinson and Curtis LeMay on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I knew that Operation Ajax to overthrow Mossadegh in 1953 had been staged. That was declassified. Kermit Roosevelt did that. I knew that that our ships were not attacked in the Gulf of Tonkin in 1964. And literally hundreds of other examples. It's pretty much established that 1898, William McKinley's Navy and the sea in the Maine and Havana Harbor to get us in the Spanish-American War, that our government blew that up. That didn't mean I don't think there's radical Islam and that it's a serious threat and that it was involved in some levels. Mm-hmm. So the media misrepresented a lot of what I said, but I was saying before they blew up the towers that I thought they were going to blow them up because the feds had, and I interviewed Ahmad Salam, who was an Egyptian security asset and working for the FBI, and the Muslims were going to bomb the World Trade Center the first time, in 92, and he recorded the Fed saying, make a real bomb and go ahead and basically let it happen. So I interviewed him. So I was already really on this in Oklahoma City, and I interviewed the witnesses and the police and what really happened, the bombs they found that were unexploded in the building and all the eyewitnesses. So I was already, really dialed up on that. So the morning it happened, back then, stuff wasn't archived on the web. I was at my home studio. I had my other small studio, and we had like VHS machines and DVD burners and a DV cam hooked to TV. We could record TV that way, but I was on the air that day. I just went on, not just my own show, but did all the other shows, a little network I was on. From the time it happened, I mean, I ran out the shower. I said I ate breakfast and took a shower and then heard it was happening. Ran in, turned it on, started covering it with the TV on while it happened. And then we saw the buildings collapse the way they did. We saw the reports. And for me, I said it looked like bombs. I said this could be an inside job. And then about a mile away, there was a pizza place, and I've been on air since until 4:30, and I was going to come back on in a few hours on my own nighttime show I did. So I drive, and I'm listening to CBS Radio, back when they had CBS News, live coverage on 590 in Austin. And I pull up, get the pizza, and I'm driving back. They go, all right, Building 7, the Solomon Brothers building, could damage other buildings. They've decided a controlled demolition. They're going to bring it down. Anybody goes finds the archive, you'll find that, and we have other news saying it. So I'm going, okay. They're going to bring it down a building. That takes time. So I'm eating the pizza in the car, listening to this. I go, I got to get back on here. So I run in there and I say, they're saying on CBS, they're getting ready to blow up this building. So I start taking callers and they go, yeah, I heard that on NPR just now. But back then, stuff didn't get archived, so you just heard it once.
Right.
And then Building 7, boom, 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 falls. And then you've got BBC, CNN, and a bunch of others. This footage is all out there for your viewers saying, anybody on X, when this clip gets posted, they'll post it all under. That's what's great about it. I don't do the work anymore. I just say, remember this clip? It's all right there. And I didn't see this till years later because I wasn't watching all the channels. 3 years after 9/11, NBC, CNN, BBC, they all decided, I'm not saying they all have the same group, but they get coordinated. Archives have gotten cheaper. They go, we're all going to archive 9/11. Well, nobody thought to not have that. So I hadn't seen the BBC on two channels and Aaron Brown on CNN and all these others going, that building has been destroyed. It fell in its own footprint. And they're going, well, it's still there. So they gave them the order, said it was about to come down in its own footprint. First, they said they're going to blow it up. And they go, no, no, people talk about that. No, 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 it's going to fall in its own footprint. On three channels, they get it early. They jump the gun and it hasn't fallen. And then it falls 27 minutes later.
I think you are not a thinking human being, especially when you see what happened to Sandy Berger. There was some connection with our government and 9/11. Whether they planned it, knew it, I don't know. But you can't look at what, say, you know, Sandy Berger goes in and he goes through all the records of past presidents, both Republican and Democrat, takes papers out, destroys them, and then he gets his security clearance taken away for a year. Somebody was hiding something. I don't know what it was, but somebody was definitely hiding something.
I see populist conservatives, Christians, everywhere really unifying now because
we have to.
We have to.
And we, Alex, I'm sure there's tons of stuff that we disagree with, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And
we agree America's in trouble.
Agree that America's in trouble. And I am a free speech absolutist. Period.
That's what America is.
Yeah. If you are an enemy of free speech, I'm your enemy. You're going after somebody and not you. But I mean, they've gone after, they've gone after Bill Maher, who I have nothing in common with back after the World Trade Center went down. I stood with him.
You did.
Because free speech is the cornerstone of everything.
And I know you know this, but this is I didn't know this until it happened to me. I thought when you're young, you know everything. You get old, nothing. You don't just get silenced when they silence you. They can then lie about you, misrepresent you, and steal your identity. And they build this thing you're not, and you can't respond. That's why you've got to let really horrible speech go, because the answer, the antidote, is the good speech.
Yes. Alex Jones.
Glenn, thank you so much.
Thank
amazing.
You. God bless you.
The coolest studios
thank
in America.
Thank
by the way, you're an amazing artist.
Yeah,
I'm not kissing your ass. It's true.
Thank you.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming at Real Alex Jones on X.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones